When she dropped out yesterday, Warren seemed to get emotional for a moment when she recalled all the young girls she met and spoke to on the campaign trail, taking their hands and making pinky promises, saying, "I'm running for president because that's what girls do."
One of the hardest parts of this is all those pinky promises and all those little girls who are going to have to wait 4 more years.
WBUR Cognoscenti editor Chloe Axelson has been speaking with her daughters about women and the White House and has this audio essay.
My 6-year-old daughter asked me a question over her bowl of Cheerios last week. Her sister was wandering the kitchen searching for a missing sneaker. Frozen 2 blared on our Alexa. "Mom, is it against the rules for a girl to be president?" "No, of course not," I wanted to tell her. "There are no rules against a girl being president," I wanted to say. "Some rules, real or not, are meant to be broken. Girls can be anything they want to be." But I hesitated. "There's no rule," I said, "but there hasn't been one yet." "Not even in the whole time you've been alive?" she followed up. "No, buddy. Never. Not ever. There's never been a girl president. And now there won't be one this year either." Senator Elizabeth Warren was one of 6 Democratic women who ran for the White House this year. Those women weren't the right women to be our president, we've been told. It just wasn't their year, said the pundits. So, instead, American voters now face a choice between 3 white men in their 70s. Everything is fine. My girls have a quote that hangs in their room, telling them they can be anything they want to be. We read picture books about strong women. We take them to baseball games. We tell them girls are just as good, just as smart, just as tough, just as deserving as boys. I hope I'm not lying. I hope I'm not setting them up for disappointment, giving them a false sense of confidence about how fair and open the world will be to them. All roads in my house lead to Anna and Elsa these days. So here comes Idina Menzel in a triumphant moment in Frozen 2. "Show yourself, I'm dying to meet you. Show yourself, it's your turn. Maybe, one day."
Show yourself, I'm ready to learn.
Chloe Axelson is an editor for Cognoscenti, WBUR's ideas and opinion page. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.